I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
And we're Building Bridges. We're talking about the Starbucks workers and the CEO who was grilled and roasted, every pun intended, on the Senate floor. Let's play a couple of strains of one of Ken's and I's favorite pieces, a song by David Rovex on minimum wage workers going on strike to set it up for our piece on the Starbucks workers.
When I awoke one morning, there was a feeling in the air. Everything was quiet. Things were different everywhere. The Wobblies were back again with Joe Hill at the mic. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike, there was no one flipping burgers. All the grills were cold. Onion rings were in their bags. Fries were growing mold. There were no baristas at Starbucks asking how many shots would you like when all the minimum wage workers went on strike. There was no one pumping gasoline, no one driving from town to town. No one at the register, all the highways were shut down. Cars were stuck in the garage, CEOs on bikes. When all the minimum wage workers went on strike.
Ah, I love that, I love that, I love that.
Starbucks Workers United struck the Starbucks coffee chain at stores across the U.S. and at Starbucks corporate headquarters. Hundreds of baristas and allies marching, protesting, the bosses union busting, chanting, baristas yes, bosses no.
Yeah, baristas yes, bosses no. Meanwhile, Senator Bernie Sanders grilled Howard Schultz, founder and former CEO of Starbucks, and heard testimony from workers about the company's extensive illegal union busting. Let's hear a clip from that, and then we'll bring on our Starbucks workers to fill in the raunchy details of the grilling of that monster billionaire boss, Howard Schultz.
Schultz, thank you very much. Do you understand that in America, workers have a fundamental right to join a union and collectively bargain to improve wages, benefits, and working conditions?
We respect the right of every partner who wears a green apron, whether they choose to join a union or not.
Are you aware that NLRB judges have ruled that Starbucks violated federal labor law over 100 times during the past 18 months, far more than any other corporation in America?
Starbucks Coffee Company has not broken the law.
Are you aware that on March 1st, 2023, an administrative law judge found Starbucks guilty of, quote, egregious and widespread misconduct, end quote, widespread coercive behavior, and showed, quote, a general disregard for the employees' fundamental rights, end quote, in a union organizing campaign that started in Buffalo, New York in 2021.
I'm aware that those are allegations, and Congress has created a process that we are following, and we're confident that those allegations will be proven false.
All right. Were you ever informed of or involved in a decision to fire a worker who was part of a union organizing drive?
I was not.
Were you ever informed of or involved in a decision to discipline a worker in any way who is part of a union organizing drive?
I was not.
Have you ever threatened, coerced, or intimidated a worker for supporting a union?
I've had conversations that could have been interpreted in a different way than I intended. That's up to the person who received the information that I spoke to him about.
Are you aware, Mr. Schultz, that an administrative law judge ordered you to record and distribute a video of yourself reading a notice to Starbucks employees about their rights under the National Labor Relations Act, how Starbucks violated those rights, and to assure that Starbucks will not infringe upon those rights in the future, and that this notice must be posted in all Starbucks stores and shared digitally to all of Starbucks employees. Are you prepared to read that notice?
No, I am not, because Starbucks Coffee Company did not break the law.
Under your leadership, Starbucks has repeatedly refused to bargain with any of the 7,000 workers in nearly 300 stores where workers have voted to represent themselves through union. The first group of workers to win their election have been waiting more than 460 days to reach a first contract. Mr. Schultz, will you commit right now that within 14 days of this hearing, Starbucks will exchange proposals with the union, something it has refused to do for more than 450 days, so that meaningful progress can be made to bargain a first contract in good faith? Will you make that commitment?
Because the arrangement that was made by the union and the NLRB in Buffalo to negotiate one single store at a time, we have met over 85 times for a single store. We've tried to arrange over 350 separate meetings. We've said publicly, and I say it here again, that we believe that face-to-face negotiations is the way to proceed. And the reason I want to make that point is that there have been safety issues in which Starbucks managers have been outed on social media. There are privacy issues. We don't want to do it on Zoom. We are prepared to meet face-to-face on a single store issue.
Will you make a promise to this committee that you will exchange proposals with the union so that we can begin to make meaningful progress?
On a single store basis, we will continue to negotiate in good faith. That's what we'll do.
Ah, bah, humbug. Sam Amato, fired Starbucks worker after 13 years on the job. And Jacqueline Gable, a Starbucks worker whose store was the first to unionize. Tell us about the Senate's roasting, every pun intended, of founder and recent CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz. Cause union busting, why, it's disgusting. Indeed, let's get that rat out of that coffee. Thanks for joining us. You were at these hearings. What did you hear? What do you want us to understand about Starbucks billionaire bosses and Howard Schultz? And I always, why don't we start with our fired worker after 13 years, Sam and Jacqueline. Tell us like it is, and thank you for joining us.
Hi there. So my name's Jacqueline, and just to say it, my store was the first to unionize in California. We were not the first in the nation. The first store in the nation was in Buffalo. I was in D.C. In the audience during the Senate Help Committee hearing where Howard Schultz testified. Really, he did come there willingly, but it was sort of without choice. Had he not decided to come on his own, he was going to be subpoenaed that day. There was going to be a vote for the subpoena. So he did kind of come there without much choice to himself. What I heard, as you just heard, was a series of back-to-back lies, a lot of mistruths. Howard Schultz's legacy will be Howard Schultz the union buster, and not Howard Schultz, the man of progressive ideas, as he kind of convinced the country that he was. So now he is Howard Schultz, the union buster. So that's what his legacy is.
Yeah, but what were the lies? What were the lies? And Sam, join us in this discussion, too. Tell us what the lies were, since people still probably don't know just how disgusting this particular man is in union busting.
Yeah, so one thing specific that was a direct lie was to say that Starbucks, the coffee company, has not broken any labor laws when, in fact, the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board, who is in charge, of deciding whether a company has broken laws or not through a very judicious process, and a judge has decided, in fact, that Starbucks, the coffee company, has broken labor laws in multiple states multiple times, and has also ordered Starbucks to immediately reinstate illegally fired workers. And as Bernie mentioned, Howard Schultz has to record himself saying that he will no longer break the labor laws that he broke and post them in all stores across the country, which he has not yet done. And so there were several blatant direct lies, which we did not decide were lies as workers. The National Labor Relations Board decided were illegal.
Sam, if you could take it over from there in terms of your own personal situation, you're from Buffalo, what happened to you, and what's happening now in Buffalo for other workers who I believe are fired recently?
Did we not get Sam on? Sam? Well, we're going to try to get Sam back on a line. Perhaps he was muted. I was wondering why he was so silent when given the opportunity to berate that gruesome billionaire boss, Howard Schultz. So let's continue with Jacqueline. And, you know, one of the things that you haven't mentioned thus far is you've got almost 300 stores that are unionized and 7,000 workers. The issue is getting a contract. The issue is getting a contract. And I want you to hold that thought for a minute because I believe we have Sam back. Hey, Sam, did we get you back?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So, Sam, if you can tell us what happened to you that got you fired, and also what's happening with other Buffalo workers right now, because I believe there's been some recent firings in Buffalo also.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was fired this past August after 13 years with the company. Starbucks is claiming that I closed my store's lobby without getting permission. It was another supervisor that did that and admitted to doing that. But the whole month leading up to my firing, I was involved in a lot of union activity. I helped lead my store on a strike. I was in a video with an online publication about the shortcomings with Starbucks healthcare. And I also filed some internal complaints against my store manager. So I strongly believe that that's what led to my firing with my union activity.
By the way, Sam, what's wrong with the healthcare policies and practices? Because, you know, Schultz comes off with this, gee, I just want to talk to every one of the 7,000 workers individually, store by store, worker by worker. We give them educational opportunities. We give them great healthcare. Bogus?
Right.
What the heck is really the lowdown?
The lowdown on Starbucks healthcare is that it's hard to qualify for. You need to maintain a certain number of hours, and it's a difficult quota to beat, and it's also very expensive. And Howard Schultz loves to say that it's comprehensive. It is not. I paid hundreds of dollars a month, and even with paying that, I could not afford an operation. I had a non-cancerous tumor on the side of my neck, thousands of dollars in bills. And I'm a full-time Starbucks employee. It's been my job for a very long time. Again, I pay hundreds of dollars a month for this health insurance, and I'm still getting bills in their thousands of dollars to get a tumor removed. I mean, it's ridiculous.
And I just want to follow up one thing on that, and both you and Jacqueline. I don't think people still realize who Starbucks workers are, that these are permanent, full-time jobs and long-term jobs. They're not just sidebars, if you will, for folks while they're going to school, although there may be some number of them that are. So tell us who you were and what that job meant to you, and Jacqueline yourself as well.
I mean, you said it exactly right. I mean, it isn't just a sidebar right out of high school job. It, for a lot of people, it's a career. And I believe Starbucks encourages us to make it a career. We're not just in stores every day pouring a cup of coffee for a stranger. Not that there would be anything wrong with that, but we're really, you know, we're encouraged to be part of our community. We're getting to know the customers that come in. We're learning about their lives. We're sharing our lives with them. It is a career, and I was proud to call it my career.
You're bringing tears to my eyes, really. Yeah, Jacqueline.
Yeah, Sam said it really well. I mean, this isn't a passerby job for a lot of folks. This is a destination job. All labor deserves dignity. And, speaking for myself, I am, married. I have a daughter. I rely on our benefits. And so, being scheduled under 20 hours, those sorts of things, they're scary for me. They're scary for my livelihood. There are a lot of Starbucks workers that are unionized that are 20-year partners, Starbucks workers, that have been around for a long time. It's not just, someone that's just been around recently. It's, unionizing isn't just a young person's game. It's for everybody.
And Jackie, you're, in addition to being a worker at Starbucks, you're also a leader of the National Contract Action Committee. It helps coordinate national actions like the Red Cup Rebellion Strike. Tell us what that was, and tell us also about recent activities that have been happening nationally, including the mass pickets in front of the shareholders meeting, which the shareholders voted to have Howard Schultz and the new CEO of Starbucks to reassess their policy towards unions.
Yeah, so I am a member of the National Contract Action Team. For short, we call it NCAT. And our committee is made up of Starbucks workers all over the country. It's our largest bodied committee in our campaign. And we work collectively to respond to unfair labor practices that we see across our campaign. And we have done so far three large national strikes responding to unfair labor practices, things like closing union stores, cutting hours intentionally in union retaliation, and not bargaining in good faith. So those are the unfair labor practices that we have collectively nationally gone on strike over. As far as the shareholder vote goes, that was a very exciting ruling to see. The shareholder meeting was just before Howard Schultz's Senate help hearing testimony, and we knew that there was a proposal for a third-party audit, but we didn't know what the vote was. And then on Wednesday, Howard Schultz testified at the Senate during the help committee hearing, and in that evening, it became public that the shareholders did vote in favor, 52%, to have a third-party audit of the company to investigate their labor practices, which is unprecedented, in the history of our company. And so we took that as a huge win, as shareholders saying, hey, Starbucks Coffee Company, Howard Schultz, your interaction with your unionized workers is scarring to your reputation. Let's investigate it and make it better for the future, because, they can turn a corner if they want to with our new CEO. It is a choice that they can make.
And what I want to know is, Jacqueline and Sam, and starting with Sam, tell us about the kind of conditions that create a real picture as opposed to this idealized picture of Starbucks. I went online and I said, maybe I can find a good union song that Starbucks workers have put together recently. And of course, the minute I put into YouTube Starbucks, union song, I actually put in what came up was the whole playlist of this Muzak that Starbucks pumps in and which it makes records of and actually sells to people. The beautiful, tranquil, lovely, community environmentally oriented Starbucks. Oh, explode that myth for us. Sam, what was going on in your store? Jacqueline, what was going on in your stores that made the formation of a union so necessary?
Oh, gosh. I mean, first of all, our stores can be like that. You know, they're not always in disarray. They can be that ideal place that Starbucks presents itself. But so often, you know, we come into shifts. There's not enough people. We're doing the job of three or four people. We're running around. Starbucks has been threatening our benefits since the union went public. You know, I sit there in meetings and tell them my healthcare struggles, and their response is, well, you could get less benefits, you know, and all the while they're making record-breaking profits, and they're just not sharing it with us. They're cutting corners in our stores. They're cutting labor. They're not giving us enough money. They're making our stores hostile work environments. Hmm. Yet they are reaping the benefits of our labor.
And how do we get your job back, by the way? And then we'll ask Jacqueline the question about what made her store and her workers unionize. How do we get your job back?
Great question. First, I'm very confident that the law will be on my side and I'll get my job back. My trial starts in about 3 weeks. And this is coming on the heels of a major trial in Western New York that found Starbucks broke the law dozens upon dozens of times, and seven workers are now going to be reinstated. This is all, of course, pending Starbucks appeal. Starbucks says the decision was wrong, but we know it wasn't. But Starbucks listens to its customers, I believe, and if customers put pressure on them, they'll listen, and they'll hear what customers say, and they'll react. Hmm. They don't listen to partners, but they listen to customers.
Yeah, we got to get buttons that say something like the 99% every time we go in there. We want a union, and we want a contract. Jacqueline, in the few remaining moments we have, the same thing for you. What was going on with your store and stuff that necessitated a union, and how the heck are we going to get a contract or contracts for these 300 almost stores that have now unionized?
Yeah, so some of the conditions that Sam just described is a lot like my store. I mean, my store had a great manager, and the workers generally loved coming to work and loved working for the company. But what we did have a tough issue with is Santa Cruz County, which is the county that our Starbucks workers and our store lives in, is the second highest rental county in the country. And we are making very, very low wages, and our manager can't give us raises. It's just not in his capabilities as our store manager. And so that's when we realized it was a system issue, it was a company issue, and really it was them that we needed to go straight to make that better. So that's why we decided to organize.
And we have 30 seconds each for both of you. Where do you go from here, and what can we do, the consumers, to support you and other union sympathizers, allies? Jacqueline, Sam, 30 seconds apiece. What do we do?
You just show up. Go inside and talk to the baristas about better working, just talk to them about, better, that they can have better working conditions. And that there's a group of support out there that's fighting for it right now.
Can you order a union latte?
You sure can order a latte and write union yes on your cup.
And your final thoughts? We have, as I said, 30 seconds.
Sure. Follow our movement on social media. It's at SD Workers United on all socials.
Do that one more time, Sam. Say that again.
Yeah. At SB, the letters SB, Workers United on all of our socials.
Great. We're going to get your job back. We're going to get more union stores. And guess what? We're getting a contract. Hey, Howard Schultz, move over. Who's the new CEO?
Lakshman Narasimhan.
Yeah. So you better get with it, brother. So thank you. Thank you, too.
We'll be victorious.
Absolutely. Sam Amato, Jacqueline Gable, for all the work that you're doing and for inspiring and picking up the labor movement and workers rising. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
I'm Ken Nash.
And we say, educate, agitate, and organize and support the Starbucks workers for more unions and a decent contract. Tell all the stores that and the CEOs. Darn those bosses. Union busting is disgusting.